Welcome to Creepy Pizza.
I'm your host, Britt.
And I'm your host, Peter.
Get ready for a slice of something creepy.
I love it.
Yeah. Peter.
Britt.
Listeners. This episode's coming out on Fat Tuesday. Or Mardi Gras. And I...
That's fat.
What?
That's fat. That, like, with PHAT.
Oh my god.
Do people still say that?
No. I mean, everything else from, like, that era is coming back, so maybe? I don't know.
I'm either behind or ahead of the curve, I'm not sure.
I'm fat shaming you. So I'm taking us down to New Orleans, or Nolens. And I wanted to do, like, I kind of, like, I didn't want it to be, like, a bummer story, because so many stories in New Orleans are such a bummer. Because of all the, you know, slavery and horrible things from the South.
Yeah, yeah, all those things.
All the South things. So I found this story, and I'm really excited about it. It's called Muriel's Restaurant. Have you heard of it?
Muriel's Restaurant?
Yeah, it's Muriel's on Jackson Square.
I have not. Although there's a Muriel's... around us.
So, yeah, that's, like, the first thing that came up when I was, like, Googling it. I'm like, no, New Orleans, not Seattle. But, yeah, this is a restaurant in New Orleans on Jackson Square that is haunted.
Of course. Yeah. I assumed, yeah.
It's actually just a regular restaurant. It's fine. There's nothing special about it.
We're pivoting into a food podcast.
So this restaurant used to be a mansion house kind of thing. Okay, here's the thing. They call it a house, but it's like part of a building. So I wouldn't call it a house, but they keep calling it in the house and like the history of it. Like I'm going to send you a picture of it from TripAdvisor. Because
maybe
I love...
it sounds cooler to be like, oh, we're a house?
Maybe. It's weird. But maybe that's just how things are. Maybe it's like more like a townhouse situation? But it's really cool looking. It's two stories. It's on the corner. It's got a great vibe. It's very, like, old New Orleans feel, which is awesome.
That looks exactly what I picture when I think of New Orleans.
Right? It's like the spot on.
Quintessential New Orleans. Yeah. New Orleans.
Like, and there's this one picture from the courtyard. So the courtyard, they have like hanging plants coming down from like this glass ceiling. And I'm like, I want to have brunch here so bad.
Oh, that is cool. Look at that.
Right? So wow. Listeners, you can't see it, but it's imagine a plant girl's Pinterest dreams for brunch. That's what it looks like.
Oh my, that's kind of the perfect description.
So yeah, and like the inside is like all these like red walls, which makes me want to paint a room in my house red.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all this brickwork, because of course.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And not to mention the food looks to die for. I don't know how much of the food you'd be able to eat, Peter, but
to dine for?
to dine. And or to just to die for, because it's haunted.
Oh, yeah. It all works.
So the original house was built around 1718, back when New Orleans was actually still a part of New Spain. And
interesting.
Yeah. And eventually the house wound up being under the ownership of a Mr. Margini, I think is how you pronounce it. But it's kind of like margin, but with a G and a Y. So a Mr.
Well, margin is spelled with a G.
But I think the G's in the wrong place.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, this guy's last name, I'm going to call him Margini. It sounds like a...
Say it more Italian.
Yeah, it sounds like a martini mixed with... what's that other one? Negroni. Yeah. Margini.
New cocktail.
Wait, hold on. No, it's more like a margarita and a martini. Right? Margini.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Better. Yeah, that's much better.
It's like a tequila martini.
Martini?
In
like a martini glass.
And instead of olive juice, it's like sweet and sour lime.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Margini. Done.
Margini. Done. So, the house actually was one of the surviving buildings in the Great New Orleans Fire of 1788, also known as the Good Friday Fire, which it was called the Good Friday Fire because it happened during Good Friday, which is the Friday.
No way.
I mean, you know about Good Friday. You're Catholic.
Raised Catholic is different from being Catholic.
Non-practicing.
All the damage is there, just not the beliefs.
You're a post-Catholic. So it was is on Good Friday, and the fire actually destroyed 856 structures or buildings.
Damn.
Like, yeah. And there was only like about 1,100 like buildings and structures in New Orleans at the time.
It wasn't a very good Friday.
No. And the fire like burned through a huge chunk of it. Like it pretty much burned the entire south like area of New Orleans. And it almost went to the Mississippi River. So if you look at New Orleans on a map, you pretty much cover like 75% of that in fire.
Whew.
A map of, like, you know, the late 1700s. So, Mr. Margarini...
Margarini.
decided to sell the property because of the fire damage. Makes sense. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And a Pierre-Antoine Lepardy-Jourdain bought the property, kind of, like, moving into, like, how, like, New Orleans is becoming, like, the French area... You know,
I was going to say that's a one hell of a French name.
Very French, very fancy. So we're going to call him Jourdain from now on because it's the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought this house to restore it. And he spent a very long time restoring it. It became actually one of the most beautiful homes in New Orleans. It was like marked as one of the finest homes in New Orleans. So he did a good job. I mean, obviously, you've seen the pictures. They've actually done a really good job about maintaining, like, the
maintaining how, yeah.
Which I think that's is cool. Yeah. So he was really proud of this house and, like, all of his work. And he was very proud about other things, too. So he was also proud of how good he was at playing poker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he decided this happened in 1814, and the rumor has it is he was playing a game of poker, and he bet the deed of his house.
Oh, God.
And lost.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So chronic gambler.
Chronic gambler. He bet his house, and he lost it.
And... He never bet against the house.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. I should have put that in my notes. Oh, I was gonna say he had a full house.
That's pretty good too.
That's way better. That was so good. So Jourdain, before, you know, having to like move out of the house, I guess, he went into like a really serious depression. And I mean, of course, like he put so much of his love and effort into this home that he just loves, and he was an idiot.
Yeah, it's not even like he just bought it and resold it. He restored it from the ashes and then lost it in a poker game.
Right? And like brick houses, like brick buildings like this, like they're like they can handle like fire, but it's all the interior work, you know? Putting his
all the wood ends up gone, but the brick structure is usually there, right?
Yeah. And that's like still a lot of like blood, sweat, and tears going into this place. And mm-hmm. that is enough to like have some like energy vibes. So
sure.
He went to the second floor and in his depression hung himself.
Was this like the same day or was this after a period of
time? A little bit of a period of time. Like depressed enough to like, you know, he's like, you know, fuck it. I'm not gonna like leave my favorite home. I'm not leaving.
Mm-hmm,
so mm-hmm. instead of like maybe I don't know, you know, I mean I hate to like, is it squelch on a bet, or is that just the noise you make
is that the
wet
word?
Shoes?
I don't know. Squelch? You're squelch. Saying like, oh, to just not.
Yeah.
Is
squelch not a word?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, back out on the bet. Instead of backing out on the bet.
Oh, there we go. That,
there
that's
we go.
Worse. Well, I kind of like squelch.
Yeah, it's
even
like.
Even if it's wrong.
It's like the sound. I feel like that's the sound that your feet make in wet shoes. Like if you stepped into a puddle. I think that's the word I'm thinking of, is squelch. Mm-hmm. Which is a word only in the Webster Brittany dictionary.
The Brictionary?
Brictionary. Oh, I love it. Okay. Coining that term. Nobody steal it. It's mine. So, he committed suicide on the second floor. That was actually the slaves' quarters. Yeah, this is why I don't like talking about New Orleans. Because people suck. And, So, it was like the slave quarters where he killed himself. And that is now... in modern day, the seance lounges.
That's actually, they kept it as, they made it into a seance lounge?
Yeah, so essentially the history of the hotel is it has exchanged like hands and owners like multiple times before becoming this restaurant. And like that has served as like tenants housing, people have like lived there, people like those rooms. And now that it's a restaurant, it's turned those rooms into kind of like private dining rooms and private lounges.
Mm-hmm.
And those private lounges are now called the seance room because of all the activity that happens up there.
Do tell.
So, the spookiness. And you have to like remember, like a lot of like the turning of this into a restaurant was, where's the actual date of this? And I don't have the actual date of when they turned it into, like, a restaurant. But the building itself, I have, like, the full history. So Muriel's website has, like, the full history of the building, which is super cool. It used to be a pasta factory. Which I think is kind of funny.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. So, he had, like, say one of the owners had, like, a pasta factory and made a grocery store for it. And that was, like, up until, like, the 70s. And it actually didn't become the restaurant until the, like, late 70s. And it's still currently
like
running.
Like, 1870s?
No, like, 1970s.
Oh, 1970. Oh, so for that late.
Yeah. So... it actually has, like, been several different kinds of buildings. That's why there's, like, a lot of interaction. Mm-hmm. So, now, mind you, in the late 70s, paranormal stuff was, like, becoming a thing again. Mm-hmm. It was, like, I feel like every, like, 50 years, like, paranormal stuff, like, comes back into fashion.
Does that mean this decade will be?
Oh, hell yeah. People are all
about
it.
Because it's been 50 years since the 70s?
Yeah. People are all about paranormal stuff. It's
you
everywhere.
Were doing it before it was cool.
I was doing it before it was cool.
You're a ghost hipster.
I'm a ghost hipster. I'm a paranormal fashionista, paranormalista. I don't know.
I was trying to think of a good word of paranormal and hipster. I'm not coming up with it.
Hipster, but that doesn't make sense. Para-hipster?
We'll think on it. I think we can do better.
We can do better. Like, listeners, listeners, tell us we can do better. They're like, we've been telling you that for a while. Yes.
Since episode one. Yeah.
So this building has been the house for a lot of different things. During the 1800s, it was actually owned by Julian Poydras, who was the president of the Louisiana State Senate and director of the Louisiana Bank. And he had lived in this, and he actually became super sick after, like, within, like, a year of living in this house and died.
Ew.
Yeah, so his ghost is probably hanging around in there. And his widow and his, like, kids and stuff lived in that home for quite some time before they sold it and, like, moved out of and went on to their,
What was he sick with?
It does not say exactly what he died from, but it was during, like, the 1800s, so I'm gonna guess probably the flu. Or something weird, like a fever.
Did he have a ghastly complexion?
It was ill of you to make that joke. So, yeah, it was actually, so, the, yeah, they lost, the Poydras family lost a lot of their money after the Civil War, obvi, because they didn't have their plantations anymore.
Yeah,
well, they had them, but, you know, they, you know, weren't
didn't have the work free labor. The free labor.
Yeah, they weren't being, you know, horrible humans.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually wound up, like, selling the house, and that house, it changed a few different times, but in its many histories, it's been a bar, it's been a saloon, which, like, I don't really know what the difference between a bar and a saloon is.
I think a saloon has those cool doors you can kick
in.
Oh,
that's right, that's right. Yeah. Of course, the pasta factory and grocery store. Mm-hmm, and I guess they made the pasta in the upper floors, so the seance room was also the, like, pasta room. As it is. And then...
Sure, sure. let me noodle that over.
It was a penny for your thoughts? I don't know. We'll get there, we'll get there.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So then,
I feel like there's an angel hair thing in there, but I didn't come up with it.
You'll spaghetti it later. You know that a single spaghetti noodle is called a spaghetti?
I did not know that.
Yeah, fun fact. Super dumb, but yeah.
It sounds like spigot.
I don't know what if it's like a linguine is a linguine. That sounds dumb, but yeah.
And like
one single spaghetti noodle is a spaghetti.
Rotini is a rot.
A macaron? No, it's sorry. No, it's just an oni. We just don't know what an oni is, but it's an oni.
Oh yeah.
We got it. So, like I said, back in the late 70s, it became a restaurant, and it was actually just like the upper part was the restaurant, and the bottom part of the building was used as a jazz band hall.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it was called Heritage Hall, and it became the, like, place for the Heritage Hall Jazz Band. And that sounds kind of fun. I didn't know they had jazz bands in the 70s. I didn't think that was, like, big. But that
maybe
was,
it wasn't big. But...
Yeah. And it stayed that way all the way until the 2000s, until 2001. And that's when it became Muriel's on Jackson Square. So there's the little history of our haunted buildings. And throughout that entire time, Jourdain has been just chilling in the back. Hanging out.
In the seance. Hanging out.
Hanging out. Like, why are you making pasta in my house? So because the house is, like, so old and it's, like, been around forever, the building actually was made a part of the National Historic park service, which is like weird, but it became like a historic site, and the restoration was actually paid for by the National Historic Tax Credit, which I didn't know was a thing, but that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they were able to like restore a lot of it, take out the pasta machines, things like that, and put it back to its like former glory, which is like probably made Jourdain like super happy.
That's true, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so...
Get these damn pasta machines out of my space.
He's just like... I can imagine that there's like people were like, why is there spaghetti all over the ground? Who keeps throwing noodles at me? And it's just Jourdain like, get this out of here! Every once in a while, like, there's like a pasta dish on the menu and he just has like flashbacks. Ghost flashbacks. He's like, god damn it.
No, not pasta.
It's like the chef tries to like put pasta on the menu and like the pasta just gets thrown on the floor.
Yeah.
Doesn't even allow macaroni and cheese for the kids' menu. He's like, fuck this.
Grilled cheese only.
Grilled cheese, or they need to just eat like adults. Fuck this. So the ghost.
Oh, can
of...
you can you hear?
Hear
I
what?
I think Mackenzie's running the dryer downstairs, which doesn't usually, but it looks like it's picking something up.
Oh, I can filter that out later, but no, I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we're okay. But if it comes in on the recording on your end, I've got magic that I can use.
Okay.
Audio magic.
It just looks like slightly. Yeah, it looks pretty consistent.
Oh, that's good. If it's consistent, then it's going to be easier for me to detect that noise. And, like, literally, like, it does, like, this noise capture thing, and then it, like, filters out that.
Comes out in a wash?
It all comes out in the wash. Oh, your dry humor. So...
Hey, continue. Sorry for the interruption.
So... The upstairs area was still, like, separate, like, little sections from, like, the downstairs floor. This, like, there's the canopy bar, there's the main dining area, and then the upper seance lounges, which is the... You will most likely encounter Jourdain in those areas. So, up in the seance lounges, guests and employees both see items get moved around. And they will, like, not only see things get moved around, but things will be, like, missing, or, like, bottles of wine will get, like, taken off of the shelf. And
nice.
Like, yeah, he's got class. I'm just saying. And then people will, like, you know, feel his presence, like, feel like somebody's, like, watching them. And there have been a few different people who have worked there for a very long time who have, like, heard him speaking to them.
Mm. But what does he say?
Well, it's like hard to discern, but
no pasta.
That's like just the chef is like he keeps telling me no pasta. So the people who have interacted with this ghost of Jourdain have been very like oh, like he's fine, he's cool, he's calm, and they say that he's like a very like welcoming and happy presence. And he's just more, like, entertaining than scary.
Like, that's nice of him.
Yeah. I think that's great. And they really just love this, like, ghost so much that they actually leave a table and a chair out for him. Like, they don't reserve all the tables, even on, like, you know, fancy holidays or whatever. They always have, like, one table with wine and bread on it for him.
Aww.
I know! I love that so much!
That's awesome.
I know, they're like, we want to respect the dead, so we always have, like, a little offering table for them, and I'm like, girl, I get it.
That's why he stays so happy.
Exactly. But there are some instances where there have been a ghostly presence that have interacted in a mischievous way. People don't say it's, like, an angry spirit, but they're just like, oh, come on, that was a dick move. So there is a ghost spirit that is usually in the courtyard bar, the place where I want to have brunch. that had been known to throw glasses and bottles across the bar and hit the brick wall. So I'm thinking party ghost.
Party.
That's what, the first thing that came to my mind is that it's like, woo, crash.
Did some like 19-year-old die there at some point?
some frat guy died there.
Yeah, totally.
Younger bomb. Just throws a glass.
Yeah, the Jaeger is, for some reason, is always empty.
Yeah, the Jaeger bottle's always disappearing, and, like, there's always a glass and a shot glass, like, broken on the ground. Yeah. Right! Muriels! It's my bro voice, I love it.
I know, it's great.
So, this ghost, yeah, people are like, oh, this ghost probably doesn't like what we're doing. Like, they probably don't like, you know, so here's my theory, is that either it's party ghost, which that's the strongest theory we've got here, ghost.
Party ghost, yep.
Or it's Jordan when they put pasta on the menu.
Like, just in that time period.
Just in that time period, that's the only time they see glasses getting thrown is when there's pasta.
I don't want your fucking pasta.
or it's one of the other people working there, like, or who have died there, that, like, yeah, were possibly slaves or, like, indentured servants being, you know, pissed off at people for, like, hey, I'm getting, this is free label, fuck you, I'm gonna break this glass. But that's like one of the theories that's on the internet. But my theory is party ghost. Party ghost makes more
party
sense
ghost,
to me.
Yeah.
Party ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we really need to know what glass was broken. Because if it was a wine glass, it could be the other guy.
Or it could be, yeah, so it could be Jordan. If it's a wine glass, it could be Jordan.
If it's a pint glass with a shot glass in it, it's party ghost.
If it's just a water glass, then it's a cat. For sure. And it, the cat ghost of the cat is just like looking at you while it's pushing the glass off the table. Yeah.
It's slowly does the glass slowly get pushed off the table while you're feeling like you're being watched?
Then it's cat ghost. But like I mean, there's no cat ghosts that have been seen here, but that's our creepy pizza conclusion.
Yeah, cat ghost.
Yeah. So yeah, there's been a lot of different, like I briefly went into the history of it. This place has changed hands a lot. So it's, and of course there was that Poydras guy who died there. So maybe he's just mad. He could be the one throwing the glass because maybe he was actually poisoned.
Ooh.
And she got away with all of his money. That bitch. Good for her. you go best friend. just kidding. Well,
maybe she just needed a girls brunch in the courtyard.
Okay, she is invited to La Llorona's girls brunch,
which you can now start hosting in the courtyard there.
Fuck yes. It's near Mississippi River, right? So like that's kind of like meets, like she doesn't have to walk very far because there's a river.
Oh, yeah, she can take the river.
Yeah, she can take the river.
Yeah.
Take the river, go left. So, back to the seance room. These are all the other little things that they have seen there. In paranormal investigations, while in Muriel's, there have been knocks. Like, you remember the Fox Sisters kind of knocks?
That they're like clicking with their feet or whatever.
Yeah, but they've been like hearing like knocks, like it's like that. And they've been hearing these, like they hear these knocks on the walls of the seance room when there's nobody else in the building. There have been EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomenon, of a female's voice. So in the history and everything, there hasn't been like a woman. So there's like this mysterious woman like entity. Don't know who she is. Maybe she's the one throwing the glass. Maybe it's not party. Maybe it's Party Ghost isn't a dude. Maybe Party Ghost is like a woo girl.
Party Girl Ghost.
Yeah. Woo!
Instead of boo.
Yeah. Woo. Oh my God. Yes. Instead of boo, she goes, woo!
Wait, if that's the case, then is the glass a mimosa glass?
It's a margarini glass.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So they catch this, like, female voice, and, like, the female voice has been caught a few different times by a few different paranormal investigation teams. They've also caught shadowy figures on camera and on film, and they have been able to, like, there's, like, a picture online that does show what kind of looks like a person, but it's more just, like, a weird, creepy, shadowy figure. And like it's like this is the proof that there's a ghost, which is fine. Like, I'm down for that. But those are the items that people have like seen and experienced. And today you can just go to this restaurant and enjoy this wonderful little piece of like history and like go back. It's like it literally looks like you're going back in time.
And sounds like a cool spot.
Yeah, I love how
looks like it looks is. Like a cool spot.
It does. You can also go to Muriel's while on several different ghost tours. They'll stop by it, and I feel like there's like three or four that I've seen where it's a part of one of those spirits and spirits kind of tours that we did.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So I would love to do a spirits and spirits tour of Muriel's.
Hell yeah.
So, in case you were wondering, they actually do have pasta on their menu.
Oh no. Is the glass breaking back up or is that still done?
I should ask them and be like, "Hey, looking at your dinner menu, how many times has glass broken while there's pasta?" But they have a they don't have pasta on right now. Wait, no, yes they do. It's just not in the, it's on the a la carte entree. They have pesto linguine.
That seems risky.
Right? Then you have this like green stained carpet and like wine everywhere. It does look very good though. They also have extensive
pesto linguine does sound pretty good.
It does sound really good. Oh, do you want to go to that, like, Italian place that Mackenzie was talking about?
Which one?
Isn't there an Italian place that you usually get, like, takeout from?
Oh, that. Yeah, yeah. The one from, Yeah, we should do, like, a Chuck's and takeout from there at some point.
Chuck's and takeout. And get some linguine.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But they also have, because we're recording this back in February, they have a Valentine's Day menu. And it looks so good. They've got, like, a shrimp, oh, what are they called? They're like crepes. Shrimp crepes.
A shrimp crepe?
Shrimp crepe.
Is that just a crepe with shrimp in it?
Essentially, yeah, it's like shrimp with like on top of a crepe. Yeah, it's like shrimp with like, so crepes can be like savory and sweet and sweet. I actually really love savory crepes. But they have, it says it's filled with goat cheese and topped with a buttery cream sauce that has Chardonnay and tomato. Ooh. And then it has little shrimpies on top. Which sounds
good. You would really have to carapace yourself.
Oh, it was shellfish of you to make that joke. Oh, my goodness. So that is, I know it's like a kind of like a short story, but it was kind of like one of the happiest stories that I could find of New Orleans.
It was very happy and pleasant.
Yeah, happy and pleasant. Yeah. It's got Party Ghost and...
Yeah, Party Ghost, Woo Girl Ghost.
Seance Ghost.
Seance Ghost, Cat Ghost.
Possible Cat Ghost and...
Possible Cat Ghost.
And I'm going to call him Grumpy Ghost because he's like, I was murdered.
Which one is Grumpy Ghost?
I'm going to... Like, the guy who died there of being ill.
The ill one.
I still think was murdered by his wife. That's just me, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the Muriel's of New Orleans, I'm going to try and find that ghost picture to send to you. because I accidentally closed the window, as you do. So the ghost picture that I thought was really cool is, I believe, him actually sitting, and it's on TripAdvisor, one of my favorite places to go and get ghost photos is from TripAdvisor.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, TripAdvisor is the best place to find, like, haunted, like, real stories.
And I guess that makes sense, right? Because a lot of times they places can attract business with ghost stores.
Yeah, and, like, the people, like, I look up places to eat and where ghosts might be because of TripAdvisor.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, but it looks like the ghost is actually sitting at the table that they have, like, set aside for him.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like there's, like, a ghost sitting there just chilling? Like, okay.
Oh, and it's roped off.
Yeah. Creepy, right? I love it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so
or
that's...
Or it was, like, a smudge on the camera.
Or it could have been a smudge on the camera. Or it could have just been a trick of the light. But I think it's Jordan sitting there drinking his wine, eating his bread, waiting for his entree.
I will say it's less... it seems less valid when you go three pictures down and there's clearly just, like, a ghost photoshopped onto a photo.
Wait, hold on. Let me go. Because they think this person actually was... Oh, yeah. That's great.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I love it, though. New Orleans
is... Is that Woo Girl?
It's Woo Girl. It's like she's going, woo!
Is she going woo?
Yeah, you can tell her mouth's open. Woo!
I don't see a margarita in her hand.
Oh my god. I'm gonna go make a margarita.
That does sound good.
That does sound very good.
For merch, episode lists, and to learn more, visit our website at creepypizza.com.
Feeling social? Find us on Instagram at creepypizzapodcast and Twitter at creepypizza1.
Find our Creepy Pizza Arcade on itch.io and Steam. Links can be found in our show notes.
To share your own paranormal stories, email us at creepypizzapodcast@gmail.com.
Want to support the podcast? Join our Patreon at patreon.com/creepypizzapodcast.
Or buy us a slice at buymeacoffee.com/creepypizzapod.
The best way to support us is to share our podcast with your friends.
And rate us on iTunes.
Join us next time
for another slice of creepy pizza.